I got news for you, folks. You're not going to get anything from this workshop that you don't already have. And that doesn't mean that you shouldn't have come. Because the releasing of what we already have is the work. Okay? And it's already right here. There is no place to go. And there's nothing that needs to be done. And that's a hard thing to realize. It's not like it will get better, although it can get better, but it's already right here, right now. This is it. This is it. In fact, you know, there's that great cartoon in the New Yorker that being in the Zendo reminds me of a whole bunch of monks lined up with shaved heads and a young monk looking up at an older, obviously more experienced monk, and the older monk is looking down at him, and the caption reads, the older monk speaking, "Nothing happens next. This is it." So understanding this is it rotates consciousness. Let drop the past. Meaning attachment to the past doesn't mean you erase your memory and become a zombie or lobotomized. It means that in some way you understand the past is gone, you bow to it, you learn whatever you learn from it. When it rises in memory, you acknowledge it. The future hasn't happened yet. The only time that we ever have in which to create the future is now. And in fact, now is the future. You know, we started at, 9:30? And so it's 10:30, it's the future of 9:30. Seriously, and you know, soon it'll be 11. And then we'll say, oh, we're in the future. No, we won't, we'll say we're in the present. But how the future unfolds is completely shaped by how you're willing to stand in the present. If you are asleep in this moment, there's no reason to believe that you'll magically wake up in the next moment. There's only one time in which to wake up, in which to feel, in which to hear, in which to love, in which to enter into your body, and it's now. And if you do it, even get your little toe in the water a tiny little bit, and that's as much as you can handle or is appropriate in this moment, that completely shapes the next moment because you've stepped in. Can you see that? Can you feel it? That willingness to step in. And when people sit in the Zendo, to just sort of follow up on what you were saying a little bit, when we come and we take our seats in the Zendo, it's the embodiment of that. It's not like, well, if I log enough hours on the cushion, maybe something will lighten. It's like, no, it's this moment, this moment. So there's a kind of a loving element to this. It's like, you're already okay. And it's also ruthless, because it means like, you're already okay, no matter what's happening. Can you live inside of that? So it requires a huge degree of self-compassion, of opening to oneself, and not trying to force oneself into some kind of straitjacket of, if only I lost 30 pounds and had a different job and a different spouse and my children shaped up and I was 20 years younger and felt more accepted by the Zen community, then I'd be okay, you know. But right now, I'm just the schlep that I am, you know. And that is all thought. Every single piece of that, element of that, is a thought. And when you see that it's all thought, then you realize, you make real, that that is not you. One of the people at the retreat that I just finished said at a certain point, and it was a realization, it was an astounding realization for him, as a physician, "I'm not my thoughts." It took him 5 days of sitting in fairly intense silence, and all of a sudden he saw that all of the thoughts and opinions and ideas and information processing and all that, it's not him. It's a tremendous liberation, a breaking out. So just to know that, to identify with what comes through your mind. And that's one of the reasons to sit, of course, or to meditate, is like you get to listen to the stream of your thoughts and watch them. It's pretty embarrassing. But the fact of the matter is, if you're honest, I mean, like, the mind has a life of its own. It just go anywhere. And everybody's inside there to some degree or other. So if you listen to it, you see that thought has huge degrees of inaccuracy to it. And it's just like, you know, it's mostly off. Have you noticed that? That most of your thoughts, like, just are inaccurate? They're just inaccurate. I think it's very relieving, you know, sort of like, why should we attach to things that are fundamentally inaccurate? I mean, just causing trouble for ourselves. Have you noticed that? Has anybody noticed that? I mean, there's the intention to be there, and the next moment, you're not.